Melinda presents this unabridged recording of Embrace, written by Jessica Shervington and read by Rebecca McCauley. Birthdays aren't my thing. It's hard to get too excited about the day that marks the anniversary of your mother's death. It's not that I blame myself for her not being here. No one could have known she wouldn't survive childbirth. It's not that I miss her either. I mean, I never knew her in the first place. But it is the one day each year that at some point I'll be forced to ask myself, was it worth it? Was my life worth taking hers? I stared out the bus window, avoiding. Steph was blabbering on, something about the perfect dress, completely absorbed in what she was saying. She was relentless when it came to the science of shopping. I could feel her watching me, disappointed with my cheer level. Buildings flashed past through the frame of the smudged glass, and I couldn't help but wish my 17th birthday tomorrow would slide by in the same hazy blur. Violet Eden! Steph said sternly, sucking me out of my trance. We have your dad's Amex, a green light and no specified limit. Her mock rebuke morphed into a devious grin. What more could a girl want as a birthday present? Technically, it was my Amex. My name, my signature. It just happened to be connected to Dad's account. A byproduct of being the only person at home who actually bothered to pay any bills. I knew Steph wouldn't understand if I told her I wasn't in the mood. So I lied. I can't go shopping today. I have a training session. She raised her eyebrows at me. For a moment I thought she was going to pull me up on my fake alibi. But then she segued onto a topic we seemed to be discussing more and more often of late. With Lincoln? I shrugged, trying not to let on how much just the mention of Lincoln affected me. Although the training part wasn't true, I did have plans to see him later on and was already doing my best not to keep a minute-by-minute countdown. Steph rolled her eyes. Honestly, one of these days I'm going to tell him you'd prefer to get all hot and sweaty with him in a different kind of way. She threw me her bitchy smile, something she usually reserves for other people. I sat back and let her vent. It was easier that way. Steph didn't get it. And I couldn't blame her. I'd never told her all of the reasons why training was so important to me. Some things are just too hard to talk about.